It's early 1971, Deep Purple's first tour of Australia. Drummer Ian Paice.
Australia we found to be a little bit reserved and a little bit, and this is not putting anybody down, a little bit behind, but I think that's only to be expected from the very, you know, weird place they are, you know, the so alone. But we had a better reaction than we thought we'd get.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like completely untried new territory. And we were quite pleased with the way it went, yeah.
Keyboard player John Lord.
We did in Australia two of the finest concerts we've ever done. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on Australian radio. Randwick Stadium, Sydney, was one of the greatest concerts I've ever played at. I mean, the audience were really fantastic, and there were lots of them too, you know. And it was a lovely day, and you know, it was a great concert. I mean, I think there was 36,000 at Randwick. Well, that's surely worth going to play to.
The loudest band in the world. That's how they described Deep Purple back in 1971. And in our look at front and backstage concerts, we go back to May of that year when Deep Purple appeared at Festival Hall with the Manfred Mann Earth Band and Free. Your front and backstage with Deep Purple. Go Set's Ian Meldrum recalls the 71 tour.
And then, of course, with Deep Purple, they lived up to the name that we'd sort of hoped that they would be. They were loud, they were strong, and they were very, very tight. And, of course, they did Black Knight and Strange Kind of Woman, which knocked everyone out. But it's odd with that group because they went on to bigger and better things, I think, after that tour, international-wise. Whereas Free, who I was a complete Free freak, and All Right Now had just really taken off in Australia. That group after the Australian tour fell apart, really, which was a great pity because I think they're one of the best groups that the late 60s, early 70s produced. But going back to Deep Purple at Festival Hall, there was, yeah, of course, that big drama with that tour as well, because there was a return concert on the Sunday night, which Free, I think, couldn't do. But Manfred Mann, before they went on, in their management, and it was Bob Foster, insisted that they be paid before they go on. And next minute, there was a sort of the heavies moved in, and Bob Foster was bashed up at his motel and had to hide for the whole of the next day and be whisked away on an aeroplane back to London. It was pretty dramatic near the end, and everyone was arguing backstage, and Deep Purple weren't quite sure what was going on, and their management had more sense not to say a thing at that stage. But it was pretty dramatic.
Fireball, the album's very much more subdued than in rock, which is why we've gone back to the way we made in rock. But because we're older and wiser and better than we used to be. I mean, we've improved, I think, all the time. It didn't feel like it was constricted. It seemed very, very natural. And I think Machine Head is definitely the best album we've ever made. It has the musical quality of Fireball, but it has the excitement of In Rock. And the songs also on it, I think, are the best we've ever written. It starts off with this track called Highway Star, which is... it's a very mad up-tempo number. It's a typical Deep Purple style, you know, which I like. You know, it's one of my favourites. It's got a really weird organ solo in it and a really weird guitar solo.
Why did you go to Switzerland to record Machine Head?
Several reasons. One being, it's a great place to be, Montreux. We know a lot of people in Montreux, and it was a nice place to go. Second, because we used the Rolling Stones mobile unit, and that was in the south of France, and it was easy to trundle it up to Switzerland. And thirdly, money reasons, tax reasons. You can avoid paying some tax on your albums, on your royalties, if you've made the album out of the country. It's a very complicated deal, but it's not illegal. I mean, tax people know about it, but it's just that if you want to take advantage of it, you have to record outside the country. And also, we did it in 2 weeks, where normally we take 3 or 4 months over an album, you know, on and off. But we just had a concentrated 2 week bang, you know. We'd written all the songs and we just went in and recorded. I remember them all, like the tunes, but I can't remember the titles. I'm useless at titles. Oh, and there's this, yeah, of course, a song called Never Before, which is the one that's going to be a single. Which I really think is about the most commercial thing we've ever done. Not intentionally, just listening to it afterwards, we thought, hell, that's commercial, you know. I think, you know.
Machine Head, Deep Purple's new album, in your record shop now on Purple Records. Where else?